From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The U.S. and Britain say they want the United Nations Security Council to consider the situation in Zimbabwe. The opposition candidate for president has dropped out of this week's runoff, citing concerns of violence against his supporters. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Morgan Tsvangirai says his party will no longer participate in what he calls a violent sham of an election, where 85 people have died and nearly 200,000 of his supporters have been displaced from their homes. President Robert Mugabe has said the opposition party is lying about the violence, but the international community, from France to Britain to the United States, condemn the situation there. The White House says the senseless acts of violence against the opposition and election monitors must stop. It calls the Mugabe regime illegitimate and says the U.S. is prepared to go to the U.N. Security Council early this week to look at additional steps that can be taken. Several African nations, including Kenya and Zambia, have also been critical of the process in Zimbabwe. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Comedian George Carlin died last night of heart failure in Santa Monica, California. For 50 years, he practiced the art of observational humor.
If you lost something, parents had a cliche, eventually you hear it.
Well, it just didn't get up and walk away, did it?
The Supreme Court ruled his routine on the seven words you can't say on television can't be said on television or radio. He won four Grammys, wrote three books, and last week learned he was to receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. George Carlin was 71. The National Weather Service is predicting more rain in eastern Missouri and southern Illinois in the next few days, but forecasters say it's not likely to cause more flooding. Floods in the Midwest this month have killed 24 people in six states. Most primary levees in Lincoln County, Missouri, have been compromised after more than a week of floods. Sandbagging efforts to shore up secondary levees must now be handled by boat. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Adam Allington reports.
Officials in Lincoln County are starting to worry about the structural integrity of the secondary levee protecting the town of Winfield. Andy Binder is with Lincoln County Emergency Operations Command. He says engineers also noticed sand boils behind the secondary levee on Sunday. That's a bad sign, indicating a weak spot.
In Winfield, we're noticing a lot of saturation, and that saturation is leading to a spongy feeling on the levee, so we can't bring up any more heavy equipment for any sandbagging operations that may occur. So all our sandbagging operations are done via the boat.
High water will continue to put pressure on that levee for at least another week. If the secondary levee in Winfield breaks, within 24 hours, water could flood the city's downtown commercial district along Highway 79. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. More than 800 people are missing after a ferry capsized in the central Philippines during a typhoon over the weekend. Douglas Bakshin reports from Manila.
The Philippine Coast Guard says more than two dozen new survivors were located today in a small coastal village. They made it ashore Sunday after drifting at sea for more than 24 hours in a rubber boat. The ferry sank Saturday near the central island of Sibuyan. Coast Guard boats are still searching the area for victims and survivors. The Coast Guard says it wants to enter the vessel today, but rough seas are making such an operation difficult. Typhoon Fengxiang swept through the central Philippines Saturday with maximum gusts of 120 miles per hour. It has killed more than 140 people on land in the central and southern regions. The typhoon is now over the South China Sea and is expected to head north to Taiwan. For NPR News, I'm Douglas Bakshin in Manila.
The most prestigious tournament in professional tennis opens today in Wimbledon, England. Roger Federer is attempting to win his sixth Wimbledon title in a row. He's expected to face tough competition from 22-year-old Rafael Nadal, who beat Federer in the French Open title. Venus Williams is the defending women's champion at Wimbledon. Former Tulane football player Ray Bourdeau was convicted yesterday of attempted manslaughter. A jury in New Orleans found him guilty of three counts of attempted manslaughter, as well as one count of aggravated battery. The jury acquitted him of attempted second-degree murder. The conviction stemmed from a fight outside a Bourbon Street nightclub last year. Boudreau had claimed that he had been attacked and was simply defending himself. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.